Now, niyatam kuru karma. Niyatam karma is sometimes translated as the karma which is prescribed. Niyatam karma, that which is laid down. It means as if Sri Krishna says, do only those actions which are prescribed. That will be the meaning of it. If I use the word niyatam and translate it only by saying do the prescribed action, it will contradict what Sri Krishna will say ultimately, sarvakarmani. All actions are to be done. Therefore, it is not only niyatam, prescribed action only. Therefore, niyatam actually means the action which is regulated, any action, every action, but do it in a regulated manner. Niyatam kuru karma tvam.
Here, it has a meaning that because you are kshatriya, your niyat karma, prescribed karma.
That is why I am opposing that meaning.
Acha, that meaning should not be taken.
No, because then it will contradict. Sri Krishna will say, karma hi akarmana jyaya. Every action. There he doesn't say niyatam karma eva akarmana jyaya. Karma, action itself, is much better than inaction. And karma means every action. Therefore he says you take any action, but do it niyatam. Do it in the spirit of karma yoga. Yatam means that it is regulated, not prescribed. Niyatam may mean both, prescribed and that which is controlled or regulated. And this word is much more appropriate because afterwards he says karma jyaya. He doesn't say niyatam karma jyaya. Karma jyaya. Every action is much more important than inactivity. But whatever action you do, do it niyatam. Do it in the spirit of karma yoga. Sharira yatra api cha. Now he says that even sharira yatra means any karma. You require all kinds of actions for sharira yatra. Sharira yatra apichate na prasiddhyet akarmana. By inactivity you cannot even maintain your body. So even for your journey of your bodily life, you require to do action. Therefore, inaction is inferior to action. Now comes the most important sentence of this chapter and of the whole of the Gita. There he says, yajyarthat karmanah anyatra lokaha ayam karma bandhanah tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samajah. This is the idea of yajya now brought in the Bhagavad Gita for the first time. Yajyarthat. You do the action as sacrifice. Now we are moving forward in Karma Yoga. In the second chapter we had only been told, do not do any action for the sake of the fruit of action. Now he says that even karma that you are doing, even that karma, you do it as a sacrifice. It's a one step further. In other words, you are told to sacrifice your action because you are not entitled to action. In the second chapter you are told that to action you have a right, therefore do action, but not for the sake of the fruit. Now Sri Krishna says that even to action you have no right actually. Therefore sacrifice it. Give it up. In fact, yajna is the means of inactivity, but the real inactivity. While doing action and yet you become inactive, what is the magic? The magic is in the whole idea of yajna. Take for example the idea of yajna that is normally understood in ritualism, in which you light the fire and then you bring samids. Samids represent actions. You lift your samid and you put it into the fire. As a result, what happens? The samid is burnt away. Yajna is a process by which action is offered in the burning ground. Therefore, action is burnt. So how, while doing action, action can be burnt? It is by yajna. You do action, but you put it into the fire. This is the secret.
That's a wonderful meaning. Samid is action.
Is the real action. Human. Your activity, samid, all that you have, samid is what? All the results that you obtain in your life, because of that, that samid exists with you.
Yeah.
Now all that you lift it and put it there, it is burned. The burning of action is important. You should be inactive, but inactive how? Even while doing action. You can never imagine that you can be really inactive, because even shariri yatra api, even your journey of life, body requires action. So while doing action, how will you be able to burn it? So he says, fire. There is, remember, there is fire. Invite the fire. This was the real meaning of Veda. Veda had found out the secret that if you invite fire and then you offer to Agni, then all actions are burnt. So you do action for the sake of burning them. And as you put them, actually speaking, what will happen is when it is burnt, the fire burns but also creates further. And this is the whole secret of yajna. By yajna, what you have thrown into it becomes even stronger. And you will see that many more fruits will come to you. You only burn this much, it is burnt, but as a result, something more will come. Again, that also you burn.